From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. Tar balls from the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico are surfacing along Pensacola's white sandy beach. As Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes reports, Florida Senator George Lemieux wants President Obama to take a firsthand look.
The beach is still crowded with tourists and those saying they're trying to squeeze in as much playtime as they can before it's ruined.
I want to see the President of the United States walking on this beach in Florida like I'm doing right now.
Senator George Lemieux says President Obama needs to be here on the ground working the problem instead of making two-hour visits to the Gulf, then heading back to Washington.
You find solutions. You press people. You think outside the box. You ask questions. This president is being briefed, coming down here for a week at a time. I want to see him engage and on the ground here.
Tar balls and mats continue to wash ashore. Even so, beaches remain open as well as fishing in Florida waters. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Pensacola Beach.
Elsewhere along the coast, oil from the massive leak is staining beaches red and orange. Wild creatures are dying in oiled marshes, and residents and business owners are feeling the impact. Daryl Willis, BP's vice president of resources, says he's been meeting with people who are out of work because of the leak.
Net makers, lawn service providers, deckhands in Alabama. I also had a chance to visit a seafood processing facility. And I'm even more determined as I come to the end of this day to make sure that we take care of the folks along the Gulf Coast.
Willis says BP has not rejected any damage claims thus far. Retired Air Force General James Clapper is President Obama's nominee for the next Director of National Intelligence. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the president's Rose Garden announcement.
The Director of National Intelligence is a job that was created on the recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. The DNI is supposed to coordinate the federal government's many spy agencies. But a succession of men have had a difficult time in the job. Clapper would be the fourth to hold the office in 5 years. President Obama urged the Senate to confirm him quickly.
I've spoken to the appropriate Senate leaders, and I've indicated that I expect this nomination to be completed during this work period. This nomination can't fall victim to the usual Washington politics.
Clapper is a career military man. Some senators have expressed concern at having another former Defense Department official in the DNI job. Clapper follows Admiral Dennis Blair, who was forced out last month after a series of intelligence failures that the DNI job was designed to prevent. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The jagged cliffs scaled by U.S. Army Rangers on D-Day are undergoing major surgery. The French cliffs have eroded by about 10 yards since June 6, 1944, and could crumble into the sea. Workers are trying to strengthen the cliffs and save the bunker used by the Nazis as an observation point. Roughly 500,000 people visit the cliffs each year. This is NPR News in Washington. The Labor Department says the month of May saw nearly 500,000 new employees added to the workforce. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the announcement got a mixed reaction from congressional leaders.
Democrats emphasized the positive in the jobs report and pointed to it as a sign the nation's economy is growing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it another step forward, but added that it's not enough. She and other Democrats urged Congress to pass stalled legislation that the majority party says will create another 1 million jobs. Republicans stressed that the jobs report was weaker than had been expected and that nearly all the job gains were due to temporary hiring for the U.S. Census. House Minority Leader John Boehner called it a jobless recovery. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell dismissed more federal spending to fight unemployment, saying when jobs are created that help the economy grow, it will be despite the government, not because of it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama says he will work closely with Japan's new prime minister on challenges posed by Iran and North Korea. Mr. Obama telephoned Naoto Kan to congratulate him on his new position. Kan is Japan's sixth prime minister in 4 years. He was named to the post Friday, 2 days after Yukio Hatoyama stepped down amid plunging approval ratings over broken campaign promises and a political funding scandal. President Obama says he's looking forward to meeting Kan later this month in Canada at a meeting of the leading industrial nations. Drosselmeyer is the winner of the Belmont Stakes, the third and final leg of the Triple Crown. Fly Down finished second, and First Dude posted third. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, Washington.